The following production is being brought to you by Misfits Audio.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
the darkness in the horror in the night.
Who knows what badness hides in the minds of men? The darkness knows.
The darkness
who aids the forces of law and order is, in reality,
Leonard Manson,
wealthy young man about town. Several years ago, while in the Orient,
Manson
learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him.
Manson's
friend,
Karen Main,
is the only person who knows whom the voice of the invisible
darkness
belongs to. The horror in the night is about murder and the terror of a nightmare that came to life out of the long dead past. It is nearly midnight on a stormy evening in the foothills of the Denmore Mountains. The wind lashes the creaking sign of the Denmore Arms, an ancient hostelry that perches atop a barren rise in the bleak terrain. Before a fireplace in the dilapidated interior sit three figures. One of them is Mrs. McGow, a gray-haired woman of 50, whose bright little eyes dart and glisten as she addresses the two silent gentlemen who sit in the flickering glow of the firelight.
There's nothing so comforting as a bright log fire on a dark, chill night, is there, Mr. Wentzer? Now, I do trust you have no fear of the elements, Mr. Greer. Nor you either, my dear Mr. Wentzer. You have no cause for fear, you know. None at all. I fear the fire is dying out. It's almost 12 now. 2 hours past the usual time. Would you not like to retire, gentlemen? Would you not like to go up to your beds? I said, would you not? But of course you can't get up to bed without help, can you? How could you? After all, you poor things, you're dead.
The storm that broke over the Denmore Arms hit the city 50 miles away half an hour later, drenching dark streets and alleyways as well as the lighted windows of
Karen Main's
apartment. Inside, she and
Leonard Manson
watched the violence of the downpour.
Look at it. Come down.
Thank heavens we got in before it broke loose.
I can understand the old expression now.
Which one?
Leonard.
Oh, the one about not being a fit night out for man nor beast.
Now, who in the world could that be? Hello?
Leonard Manson.
There?
Yes, he is. Just a moment. It's for you,
Leonard.
Thanks,
Karen.
I left word that I'd be here. Hello?
Manson.
Yes?
This is Markham. Will Markham?
Super Duper Computer Store, can I help you?
Thanks. I'm setting up an office in my den, and I'm thinking about buying a computer.
Mac?
No, the name's Lou.
Your computer.
I don't own a computer. I want to buy one.
Mac?
I told you, my name is Lou.
What about Windows?
Why? Will it get stuffy in here?
Do you want a computer with Windows?
I don't know. What will I see when I look at the Windows?
Wallpaper?
Never mind the Windows. I need a computer and software.
Software for Windows?
No, on the computer. I need something I can use to write proposals, track expenses, run my business. What have you got?
Office.
Yeah, for my office. Can you recommend anything?
I just did.
You just did what?
Recommend something.
You recommended something?
Yes.
For my office?
Yes.
Okay, what did you recommend for my office?
Office.
Yes, for my office.
I recommended office with Windows.
I already have an office with Windows. Look, just say I'm sitting at my computer and I want to type a proposal. What do I need?
Word.
What word?
Word in office.
The only word in office is office.
The word in office for Windows.
Which word in office for Windows?
The word you get when you click the blue W.
I'm going to click your blue W if you don't start with some straight answers. What about financial bookkeeping? Have you got anything I can track my money with?
Money.
That's right. What have you got?
Money.
I need money to track my money.
It comes bundled with your computer.
What's bundled with my computer?
Money.
Money comes with my computer?
Yes, no extra charge.
I get a bundle of money with my computer? How much?
One copy.
Isn't it illegal to copy money?
Microsoft gave us a license to copy money.
They can give you a license to copy money?
Why not? They own it. Super Duper Computer Stores, can I help you?
How do I turn my computer off?
Click on start.
Aye, 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 aye.